This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An emergency use authorization request for the COVID-19 vaccine developed by Pfizer was expected to be filed with the FDA on Friday. This type of Food and Drug Administration authorization is temporary or conditional. Science experts believe it will get the green light, with distribution to begin in about a month. Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla.
Given that the vaccine's efficacy is beyond the most optimistic projections of everyone, and we have now very nice safety information about this vaccine, that the voice of those people that are still skeptical will become less.
Health Secretary Alex Azar told a press conference Thursday he hopes Moderna will file for its vaccine use soon. Thursday night football saw the Seahawks defeat the Cardinals 28-21, giving Seattle first place in the NFC West. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As the presidential election continues to run its course in the courts, America watches as Georgia prepares for the Senate runoffs early next year. The implications are great, and it will determine control of the Senate. Vice President Mike Pence will head to Canton and Gainesville, Georgia, Friday to campaign with Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. The Democrat challengers are John Ossoff and the Reverend Raphael Warnock. The former owner of an Alabama testing lab was sentenced to prison last week for falsifying drug tests that resulted in multiple parents losing custody of their children. 37-year-old Brandy Murrah was sentenced to 15 years in prison after pleading guilty in September to one felony charge of perjury and 16 misdemeanor counts of forgery. Victim Grace Locke said in a sentencing phase, "I felt like my heart was being ripped out of my chest because I knew I was doing right with this one." Her 3-month-old baby was taken away from her for 3 weeks in 2017. After her drug test results falsely showed that she was positive for methamphetamine. USA Radio News.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Arizona Cardinals travel to the Emerald City and put on a great show as the Seattle Seahawks take away the win 28-21. Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson in his postgame report with the NFL Network.
Man, I always sing in the middle of the game, and it just keeps me poised, it keeps me neutral. But you know, we had a great game. I think obviously Kyler's made some great plays this season. Obviously them coming off a Hail Mary last week, you know, I've seen that before. You know, I go back to my college days with Kirk Cousins, and then the next week Ohio State. So, you know, it gets you a little bit nervous, but we played a great game. Obviously, Carlos Dell not making that last play. That's why we brought him here. A huge addition. Key plays. We ran the ball extremely well today. We threw it well. We made our plays, and it was great. Well, I thought we ran the ball extremely well. Yeah. That always helps, you know, when we have great running backs. Obviously, Carlos Hyde's been a 1,000, you know, plus rusher for several times, I believe, and just has done so many things for us. Obviously, DJ Dallas has been good for us all year when he stepped in. We're excited to get Chris Carson back here soon, and you know, it always helps. I think our receivers have been spectacular. Our offensive line protecting extremely well. They do so many things with their pressure packages, and I thought we handled it really well. And and we were prepared. We were ready to go. Coach Scheide called a great game, and we were locked in, zoned in. DK Metcalf going off, making some plays, and Tyler Lockett once again is so clutch. For us to be able to play such great defense like that, Bobby was on the field, Jamal, Carlos, so many guys made so many plays. It was a great game, and we really coached up well, and it was a huge win, our first win at Lumen Field.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, the last time that Pastor Paula White Kane and I spoke was just over the release of her new book, Something Greater, Finding Triumphs Over Trials. And little did we know, several months going forward, that we would be dealing with a pandemic. Again, the pressures upon a duly elected president would continue to the point now that we've entered into an election and there's lots of controversy and concern over voter fraud. And Pastor Paula's back with us. Pastor Paula, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Great to be with you, Bill. I'm doing well. I mean, in the midst of a pretty crazy year, huh?
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, you and I both are, you know, we have hearts because of our faith in God, that there's something greater in the midst of all this, as you wrote about in your book. But you won't find that something greater if you're not looking. And that's not to say that, you know, even people with the greatest faith that I've ever known, it's not that they ever enter into those moments where they question their faith. I mean, we've heard the stories of even the former Pope, for example, who found himself in a faith crisis and wondering if he really believed what he thought he had believed. I mean, and you think, whoa, that's from the Pope. I mean, who else and how else does that happen?
You know, Bill, you're so right. I think times like this are very trying on people, that we all hit those moments in our life, whether it's a personal crisis, a national crisis, a world crisis, that tends to rock us. We look at the Apostle Peter had his own crisis because things didn't turn out the way he thought it should turn out. Exactly. When our Lord and Savior was crucified, of course, they thought he was setting up an earthly kingdom at the time, and now they're hiding behind walls of fear. They're denying Christ, and so you see that is part of our human nature. And I just advocate for people to really press into God at this time and simply reach to Him, and that's done in a very simplistic way of prayer and getting in His Word and meditation. And God is a faithful God. Psalm chapter 89 verse 4 says He's a covenant keeping God, and He will not alter that which is on His lips. And I have found that during my most difficult times, which is what the book is about, I kind of expose everything that I've gone through, which have been some very tribulation and trying times and trials, some which I brought on myself, some which happened to me, some which were because of things that I stood for. But in the midst of them all, what it ended up doing is pressing me into a greater place of faith. Mm-hmm. We know that the enemy wants to challenge that, still that he comes to still kill and destroy. Destroy means to utterly abolish your purpose. But God's come to give you abundant life. And abundant life is not materialism. Abundant life is one that is superior in quality and quantity with Him. He's come to give you not just peace with God, but the peace of God, joy. He gives you patience, love. And His fruit of the Spirit is that's something that you can never purchase. You can't get from this world. It's from an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ.
Right. Fear is what the world is giving us, and that's what is abounding too much of these days. But I am encouraged, Paula, because what I see is more people are looking up, and people are praying all over the country like they have not before. I mean, recently we just had the return event. Franklin Graham had his march on D.C. as well. In my conversation with Jonathan Kahn, when we were, you know, I said, we pray God's will be done, but we need to understand when we say God's will be done, we're releasing what that represents. It's not our will in any manner. I mean, because oftentimes His will of and way of doing things is not, as you said earlier, is not the way that we would necessarily prescribe. But thank God we're not God.
You know, it's His will is His word, and it's, you know, God is very clear on some things that are just uncompromisable to Him, that He says, these things I hate, these things are abominations to me, it's what I stand for, God's a covenant-keeping God, and I keep going back to that because He's a relational God.
Yes.
And when we pray His word, we pray His will, and we have to know that. I think sometimes it's an easy cop out for people just to kind of say, well, whatever, you know, God, you know, your will be. When the reality is, He was very specific in Matthew chapter 6 verse 10 with His disciples that came to Him, and they didn't say, hey, God, after all the miracles, after all the wonderful things, the teachings that they've seen of Jesus, they didn't say, you know, teach us how to build a big ministry, teach us how to handle difficult people, teach us how to preach well. They said, teach us how to pray, because they understood that the vehicle to releasing the will of God, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will, the intention of God, be done in the earth as it is in heaven. And so it is through prayer that we bring the intention of God to release. And how do we know the intention of God? Well, we get into His word that He has principles and patterns that are very specific. Mm-hmm. And that's how we begin to pray. Yeah. And so, you know, it really is. Unfortunately, the Bible says, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. I encourage people, press into God during this time.
Amen.
Get in His word. His word will speak to you. His word will reveal truth. It's the infallible word of God. And that's where we'll really find His will and be able to bring it to pass in the earth.
Paul, as you point out in your book, something greater, you experience God. As you go through these trials and these events in your life, and you realize that God is a covenant-keeping God, and suddenly covenant-keeping has a lot more meaning than the first time you read it, because you realize that God is trustworthy. And this is clearly the difference between the God of the universe who we serve and love and follow versus a government that proves itself untrustworthy. They do not know about covenant, and this is what we're finding out right now. So trust is a huge issue. Without trust, how do you have a relationship?
You really can, and you nailed it, because faith and which in the Greek, of course, is pistis, which means total trust. So when we look at something like, now faith is the substance of, it means now total trust. You know, and so it is total trust, and God is trustworthy. He will not fail you. There's no variance in Him. There's no changing when we mean, like, He's not double-minded. He doesn't suddenly go, well, I'm going to do this, but I do that. He's not corrupt. He's not He's not man in any way. And so we can put our confidence in Him based on His character and based on His word. And that is so important for people during a time that God is a certain God during very uncertain times. And when the world seems upside down to many people, and as we said, untrustworthy, and our nation is a very divided nation, no matter, you know, what happens in our future. We look at 70-something million on one side, 70-something million on another side, etc. And I say to people, look unto the Lord from whence your help comes. comes from your help, comes from the Lord. And, you know, some will call on chariots and some will call on horses, but we will call upon the name of the Lord, and recognizing that God does use people. He uses imperfect people. He uses flawed people. But our hope, our trust, our confidence is in the Lord.
Amen.
And that's where you can rest assured that God has you. He's Alpha and Omega.
Got to go to quick break. Pastor Paula is the personal minister, spiritual advisor to President Donald Trump, and author of the book Something Greater. More from her after this.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Yeah, we sure do. We the people. As is in and you want to know what We the People looks like, boy, I'll tell you, there's a call for We the People to come together, to be united. That old trite saying, you know, united we stand, divided we fall. This is what the forces that have raised their ugly head here in America have been doing, and dare I say around the world. They've been dividing us. They have us at each other's throats at a time when we should be come together in fighting this this war on this pandemic, to fight this war on corruption. I tell you, people around the country, 73 million people and counting, have become more and more convinced and more loving. Imagine that, more loving of Donald Trump, and appreciating that he's standing in the gap. He's been taking the bullets for this country. Some people and some media acolytes, you know, in my humble opinion, don't know what they're talking about when they say that, oh, this is all about Donald Trump. This isn't all about Donald Trump. Is standing for We the People. He's the one that's been taking all the bullets. And right now it's manifest in this this exposure of voter fraud that's been taking place. It's been manifest from day one when he came on the scene to get this country back on track, to give it back to the rightful hands of the people that it belonged to, if you remember, and what he said on that infamous day in his inauguration speech. Pastor Paula White Cain is with us, a personal minister, spiritual advisor to the president. Paula, how is the president doing?
Well, first off, Bill, I think you, no one could have said that better. Thank you so much. You're absolutely right. The president is doing well. He's very strong. You know, as you can imagine, I mean, this has been a process. As you said, from the day he came down the escalator, it started. Think about it. 19 minutes after the inauguration, they started with the Russian hoax. 19 minutes. Right. So it has been literally nonstop. And in the midst of it, he's done more for the American people. And people have come to understand, trust, and love him. I've, of course, been with him almost 20 years now and have known him and his family very intimately and had great, wonderful privilege and pleasure of you know, just being an integral part of their lives. He's very strong. He is, I don't know anyone that could withstand the kind of pressure emotionally, spiritually, physically that he has gone through, and talk to him quite often, every few days, and he is doing incredibly well. And he always reminds me to please tell everyone, thank you for your prayers, how much it means to him. He feels the strength of that. So I encourage people, continue to pray for our president, pray for his strength, pray for his wisdom. I remember we did a big call a few weeks prior, right after he'd come out of COVID, and President was on a prayer call with us on his Facebook page, and he just asked God to give him the wisdom to lead this country. And when you're on a, you know, it wasn't a private call. It was obviously open up on his Facebook and everything, but he was on with Christians who were praying and standing with them. And that's his heart. And that's the man that I get to see and know on a daily basis, and seeking for wisdom. But he's tough, and he's what we need. We need somebody that wouldn't cave, that wouldn't just give in. And he has stood in that gap, as you said, wanting what I believe every American, Democrat, Republican, it doesn't matter, independent, is entitled to, and that our entire democracy depends on a fair and impartial election. It is fully adherent to the Constitution and to state statutes, and people want a transparent, fair, impartial election. And that's what has to be determined. We know that we've been battling for the democracy of our nation for quite a long time. And I continue to ask people, pray for the president, pray for his attorneys, pray for all those that are in authority positions that are making decisions. Because from a spiritual perspective, we understand Ephesians 6:12 that we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, right, but against principalities, powers, wickedness, and darkness. I pray that God will give a holy boldness and a righteous indignation for his church to stand in the gap and not be ashamed of the gospel and the great values that our country was founded on, and the integrity of an election, the integrity. And that is vitally important,
right,
because there's, you know, like I said, 77 million people are not all crazy. I mean, it's easy for them to point out and try to say, well, he's this or he's that. 70 million something people, some of the greatest, most wonderful people that I know are not all crazy. So they certainly try to, media does a very targeted job of trying to define you or put you in a box or, you know, make you look like you're this or that. And it's hard to define what, you know, God has chosen. And so we continue to stay on track and do what we do. And that is, we know how to fight in the realm of the spirit. And I'm not, you know, literally that we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
Right.
And then we also need to be in prayer for our president, that God continues to strengthen him. But the good report is, you know, he's doing really well.
Right. Well, and, that's excellent.
Standing strong.
Well, Pastor Paul, the other thing that comes to mind here as we're praying for the president, you can pray against the evil one. You can pray that God would expose the evil, number one.
Amen.
And number two, shut the mouths of the liars.
That
is a powerful prayer that God will honor, because that's one of those things that God talks about that he abhors. He abhors lying. And so he will come to the charge of that call. So we need to include that in our prayer as well, right?
100%. That's Proverbs chapter 6. I encourage everyone to look at the six things that God hates and what's an abomination to him. And he has a lot to say about the plans of evildoers and wickedness to carry out. And if we just simply pray the word, we don't have to, you know, say, this person is wicked, that person's wicked. Their deeds will expose themselves.
That's right.
The Bible declares this very easily, you know, the fruit of the Spirit, which means the result, the, you know, effect, the impact. When we looked at a very peaceful gathering of people supporting up in Washington, D.C., standing for democracy, thanking President Trump, et cetera, just a week or so ago. And,
yes.
And,
over a million over a million people, Paula.
I
know. That's the according to the D.C. police count, not the mainstream media, because they tried to mollify it and minimize the effect there. It was incredible the number of people that showed up. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, and there are people all over. They're standing at, you know, state legislators, the capitals. They're praying every single day. We have millions and millions of people praying. And you think about this, the fruit of the Spirit, the offspring, the product, the effect. And it lists out, of course, those nine things. And you saw people sing the Pledge of Allegiance, people worshiping, people peaceful. And then as it became dark, you saw the horrific acts of Antifa and others that as elderly people were sitting having dinner, throwing explosives into that. And you just see the opposition of literally a battle now between good and evil, right and wrong. And it's that simple. God tells us how to pray for deeds of wickedness and evildoers. And all we have to do is go back to the Word of God.
Well, because, as you say, he's a covenant-keeping God. It's in his character. He is consistent. And time and again, when you experience God, I set aside, you know, the blessings of the experiencing of God, that you will do mighty exploits. I set that aside for the advantage and the benefit of really knowing God. That experiential experience is so special and dynamic that once you continue to grow in that, there's no way you can be the same. The other thing, Paul, I will say this in the last 45 seconds that we have, that I has been a big takeaway, an example of the Apostle Paul, who tells us, having done everything that you've done to keep standing. And that's what I see what Donald Trump has been doing. He stood and he keeps standing. And the reason he does so, because it is the truth on which he stands, is it not?
Absolutely, 100%. You've articulated it better than me this time, Bill.
I don't know if that's possible. Pastor Paula White Cain has been our guest, author of the book Something Greater, Finding Triumph Over Trials. And, of course, she is the personal minister and spiritual advisor to President Donald Trump. Always a blessing. Pastor Paula, thank you for being with us. Happy Thanksgiving to you, by the way.
Thank you so much, Bill. You be blessed.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls, channels to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Mike Pence is in Georgia Friday to campaign with Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, the Republican incumbents. The bus tour will take them through Canton and Gainesville. Karl Rove on Fox, working with the Republicans, takes a look at what's at stake for conservatives in the Georgia Senate runoffs the first week of January.
If we don't control and have a Republican majority in the U.S. Senate, then they're going to have, as you said earlier, a clear path to this nutty agenda, get rid of the 60-vote rule, and pass every nutty nostrum and lock in a governing Democratic left majority for decades to come.
Democrat challengers are John Ossoff and the Reverend Raphael Warnock. A rapper who said he was making a tribute to legendary New York City hip-hop group Wu-Tang Clan was recorded shooting a flamethrower from atop of an occupied city bus. The video shot in Brooklyn earlier this month gained national attention after the police union used it as an example of New York City becoming less safe. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are, and we come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Be sure and tune in and catch us live, or you can catch a podcast. I mean, it's absolutely free. Our gift to you right there at our website, BillMartinezLive.com. Dylan Howard joins us now and to talk about COVID-19. Is it the greatest cover-up in history? Dylan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. Oh, well, we don't have Dylan yet. Okay. We're trying to track him down. Well, this is what happens. See, he's an investigative reporter with unprecedented access to the facts and who is one of the most feared journalists in Hollywood. If you can be that in Hollywood. And we're going to be talking about COVID and, of course, the stricter COVID rules that some say may be coming soon. But we also know in California they're already having to put up with it. Dylan Howard, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
It's good to be with you, Bill.
Well, you say COVID-19, the greatest cover-up in history, is it?
Well, it is. If you trace the origins of the virus, it obviously came from China. But what you need to do is examine how the Chinese Communist Party used techniques that they've long used in order to cover up the virus and how they were able to manipulate the world into believing that the virus was simply not as deadly as it was. And it begins with social media. In China, the whistleblower in this particular story is a doctor who worked at the Wuhan hospital. Mm-hmm. His name was Dr. Li. At the start of January, he began writing on social media that there was a pneumonia-like SARS virus. He was arrested by the Chinese government, forced to denounce the claims, scrub the internet of his conclusions and disavow the fact that there was this virus. At the same time, Taiwan, which is a nemesis of China, warned the World Health Organization about the human-to-human transmission of a virus. This was in December. China denied, on the other hand, that there was any danger. But Taiwanese authorities contacted the World Health Organization to advise them that healthcare workers had been falling ill and that this virus was spreading between people. These warnings were ignored. And in conclusion, one can only ask, if Taiwan wasn't considered an enemy of the Chinese state and the Chinese state wasn't known for spin and misinformation, would the virus have spread as rapidly and deadly as it would? I think the answer is no.
Absolutely. Let's go back for just a second, if we would, Dylan. When Dr. Li first started putting out on the internet that this virus had been released, when was that? Was that September, October, roughly?
It was, I believe, late December, early January.
Oh, so it was late December, but the Taiwanese must have found out about it concurrently, right?
That is correct. They already identified in late December, around the same time as these social media posts were going up, that there was this issue. Dr. Li, one of his first messages was sent around January 1, to the best of my recollection, without looking at my notes. And he alerted them, all the people of the Wuhan province, to this respiratory illness that he had seen that was constantly being treated in the hospital. And instead of taking it seriously, and mind you, he reported that the 7 confirmed cases of this SARS-like virus emanated from the wet market in Wuhan. He even at one point posted shots of a patient's diagnosis report and their CT scan to show others and raise the alarm. But this information was scrubbed immediately from the social media platform WeChat that is very, very popular in China.
Right. So even at that time, Dr. Li thought it had originated from the wet market?
Well, he had said that the 7 cases that were being treated as a result of their exposure to the Wuhan wet market. So once this post went up, I think it was around about December 29 or December 30, towards the end of the year, the government on January 1 announced that there was a series of 8 internet users, including Dr. Li, were being punished and arrested for spreading rumors. And Dr. Li specifically was interrogated and censured and made to say that he made false comments on the internet. He had to sign a letter promising not to do so again and denounce the allegations as false. Now, the horrible tragedy in all of this is Dr. Li ultimately died of the Wuhan virus.
He was like 34 or something like that, right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, right, okay.
His exposure to the virus inside the hospital. And the Chinese government rewrote history when it comes to Dr. Li. They've now deemed him a person of great courage, to paraphrase. But the reality was the Chinese state seemed determined to keep the notion of COVID-19 a complete and utter secret from the rest of the world.
Not to mention what that says to the other doctors and anybody else on social media, that if you break the rules of the government, you are going to pay a price, if not the ultimate price.
Absolutely. I mean, the Chinese government, I don't know whether you've ever been to China as a media individual, but I have been a reporter in China previously, and I know what it's like to operate as a reporter there. I also know what it's like to go to a wet market where you can get any animal for any price.
Go ahead and tell us what that was like for you.
I was doing a story in the lead up to the 2008 Beijing Olympics, and in 2007 I went there as a reporter for the television network Channel 7 in Australia. the NBC News affiliate. And one of the stories I decided to do was what animals could I find and buy at a wet market. And ultimately, I was able to, you know, if I wanted to, I ultimately didn't, but buy turtles, which, you know, are in many cases an endangered species and certainly not something that you would expect to buy at your local flea market.
Right, exactly. But just about every manner of species of animal is available at the wet market, I guess. Is that fair to say?
That's absolutely correct. When it comes to the Wuhan wet market, you can get snakes, you can get bats, you can get Australian koalas. The menu, if you like, of wild animals in Wuhan at the time was remarkably exotic. Lions, tigers, peacocks. That, of course, supposedly has been shut down. What we haven't seen is any individual go to Wuhan and see whether or not that is indeed the case.
Now, are these animals still alive, or are they on a meat hook just waiting for you to take off like you're going to grab a leg of chicken?
You can get them alive or dead. It's up to you.
Wow.
But, you know, you have to also understand that this is a different country where obviously we would not breed, hunt and consume wild animals, the likes of lions, tigers, et cetera.
Right.
In China, there is a different cultural situation where species of animals such as bat and snake are considered a delicacy and that wildlife is not foreign from people being able to eat. But therein also lies one of the other great cover-ups of this horrible tragedy that is COVID. If the World Health Organization knows that exotic meats are for sale at wet markets and that they can spawn diseases, why are we not prepared for such an outbreak?
Exactly.
Like COVID-19?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so again, just to underline what you just said, is these exotic species are excellent conduits of disease that most of us, particularly here in the West, could not comprehend.
Absolutely. But the World Health Organization could comprehend and could have shone a spotlight on it before this happened or prepared for the inevitable, and that was that animal-to-human contact could spread another SARS-like pandemic, which it did.
Well, he's an investigative reporter, and we're talking the greatest cover-up in history from Wuhan to the White House. Stay with us. We've got more from Dylan Howard after this.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you. Good to have you along with us as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And we're fortunate to have this investigative journalist who has been on top of the greatest cover-up in history. We're talking about COVID-19 from Wuhan to the White House. So as we were going through the timeline earlier, Dylan Howard, you got us up to where, Dr. Lee eventually is taken out by the communist Chinese, for many reasons, to make an emphatic point that he's definitely expendable, even though we're talking a doctor here who had, quite a noted background and understanding and knowledge of the disease. But he becomes expendable at the risk of the communist Chinese being exposed. So how did we get to the point to where the Chinese, this thing is out and they decide to weaponize this to such a case and in effect release it upon the world?
Well, they were negligent in allowing people of the Wuhan province to be able to flee that area. Well, when I say flee, travel from that area to other areas of the country and around the world. That's first and foremost.
Was that unintentional or was that intentional? Unintentional.
Unintentional. Uh-huh. There has been some argument that they limited the transportation of potential carriers inside China by blocking mm-hmm. them. There are other suggestions that that was not the case.
Yeah, because there was a doctor who came here, a noted scientist and pathologist, and she focuses on COVID, well-learned, and she escapes China at the risk of her life and comes here to America and says, no, this was diabolical, it was purposeful.
Mm-hmm. So there's no doubt that China, and by virtue of its connection to the World Health Organization and vice versa, failed in just a basic common decency, let alone a mission to protect citizens of their country and therefore the world. And the pandemic spreads throughout the world like wildfire, gets to the United States. And President Trump, to his credit, attempts to mitigate the damage by shutting down the borders. Mm-hmm. He attempts to try and put together a nationwide response to the pandemic. And then all of a sudden, the country is split down ideological lines. People suggest that it's trampling all over protects people's civil liberties, and it's up to the states to make their own decisions. Trump's then forced into a situation where he has no control over the states, and the states have to make their own decisions. In doing so, a lot of those decisions are, again, made depending on what side of the aisle you are on. And
see, this is the thing, what you're bringing up right now is so key, and this is where, you know, people are putting too much blame on Donald Trump, because we are a federal republic. These states had, they've got their own power and individual rights. And, you know, in a way, it was quite interesting, because as I'm hearing you and as I've been studying this, Dylan, this was another way to neutralize the effectiveness and power of this presidency by putting, you know, putting the focus back on the individual states and neutralizing the president in terms of protecting America, because job one for the president is national security. And this was a national security issue. And for some reason, that wasn't battled. And and maybe, again, because of the division within our country, all that we were dealing with and continue to deal with politically, that it really neutralized the president at a time when he didn't need to be neutralized.
So I totally agree with you. But at the same time, as the virus spread from March onwards, Donald Trump has to have some culpability in this. There is no doubt in my mind that there were government missteps that were made, and you would be wearing blinkers if you were not to acknowledge that. No one is clean and flawless in this, and ultimately I'll get to the conclusion, but the reality was that when the virus was put into that, the management of the virus outbreak was put into the hands of individual states, the Republican Party, on the precipice of an election, continued to feed into some conspiracy theories in order to divert perceived blame from their alleged mistakes and lives being lost. They sent out a 57-page dossier to election candidates that doubled down on the conspiracy theory that this was a man-made virus that was released from a Chinese laboratory. It wasn't. It was born out of the Wuhan wet market, as we discussed before the break. Now, this is a deeply cynical electioneering campaign strategy, and it's almost like a line out of the Chinese Communist Party's playbook. That said, I think in the wake of all of this, there's key lessons to be learned, and that is, we as a country were not prepared for this.
No
we
doubt.
We as a country don't have a stage one critical alert health pandemic program to mitigate a disease like this. We're fractured on ideological lines, and therefore any response is not going to be what the CDC suggests. We don't empower the CDC in order to make these types of decisions, and it can't be politically weaponized. Therefore, we have to do a Senate investigation to establish why this occurred, how this occurred, who was involved, what missteps we made, what clear mistakes were made, because touch wood, we don't get another situation like this.
Oh, yeah.
And God forbid we do, I hope that the next generation, if it's not in our lifetime, is prepared, and the government is prepared to deal with the onslaught that has been COVID-19.
Okay, well, the difference between saying that it emanated from a Wuhan wet market versus the laboratory, the fact of the matter is it got released. And then you had the exacerbation of said release because it happened to coincide with the Chinese New Year. And suddenly, I mean, and of course we know that a lot of people in northern Italy, that's where they reside. A lot of Chinese reside there. So they come from Italy, go to the area, they get exposed, and they come back maybe unbeknownst to themselves as human pandemic missiles. Is that fair?
To an extent, there is a fundamental difference between the virus being man-made and it not being man-made.
Okay.
Whether it escaped from a laboratory as a disease that was incubated and not man-made, or whether it emanated from a wet market, sure, I can argue on those points.
Mm-hmm.
But the suggestion that it was man-made gives the belief that it was a biological weapon. And there is no evidence to suggest...
And you're not convinced of that?
I don't believe that the Chinese uh-huh. government created this virus.
Right. Well, I guess the other thing for me, Dylan, is the understanding that you have Dr. Fauci, who did something against then-President Obama's will in investing over $3 million to build up the laboratory. He had a team there for about 18 months, and the team ended up leaving, I think, in somewhere in 2019. They came back home and told Dr. Fauci, these guys are a bunch of cowboys. They're reckless. There's going to be a problem here. And with that bit of evidence and knowledge, I was... you know, the flags went up for me, you know, toward Dr. Fauci, say, look, you knew this. Why didn't you say something early on when this breakup came out? Because at least you could say, hey, look, we have an idea. Maybe this could have happened. And God only knows, maybe this conversation was had behind closed doors, not put out into the press. I don't know. But all I say, say to that is that it wasn't specific public knowledge, and it didn't come from Dr. Fauci's lips that he was aware of that possibility.
Look, again, we can point fingers, but what has happened has happened.
Mm-hmm.
I also think the disavowing of Dr. Fauci's credibility by the President of the United States only festered to a situation that states split on ideological lines
right.
were left to question the credibility and authenticity of a career civil servant
mm-hmm.
Who wasn't politically motivated and was attempting to try and stop the mitigation of the spread.
Right.
Or attempting to mitigate yeah. the stop of the spread. So I think that, to an extent,
mm-hmm.
again, played into this level of disinformation around the virus
right.
and possibly cause lives to be lost that would not necessarily have been done so
mm-hmm.
if his credibility was not questioned. There are no winners in this.
No, please, no. I agree with you. I'm like you. I'm questioning on behalf of our audience the questions they have. You're here as an investigative journalist. You've been studying. You've been on top of this. And you talk about this greatest cover-up. And, boy, I appreciate what you are revealing to our audience. Please do not take me as being argumentative.
No, okay? Not at all. I'm just saying there are really no winners in this
yes.
situation.
Right.
And what we can do as a society is to educate and inform ourselves in the wake of this crisis so that generations to come can thrive and survive during the potential of another COVID-like situation.
Yeah.
That's what we need to be focusing on once we eliminate the spread of this second wave that has smashed the country. We have lessons to be learned.
Mm-hmm.
We have the individuals, the smartest minds in the world, that you could argue should have been in a better position beforehand, but now can certainly do a post-mortem,
yes.
an autopsy,
I agree.
To tell us what happened and ensure that we're better protected moving forward.
Well, there's lots to be learned, and there's plenty of information out there if you have ears and a desire to want to learn. I guess that's the question. Dylan Howard has been our guest on The Greatest Cover-Up in History, from Wuhan to the White House. He's an investigative reporter. Thank you, Dylan. Appreciate it. Good stuff.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.